The United States of America, known as the land of the free, home of the brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States their home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled We Must Find Our Real Self in Los Angeles, California, USA, in April 3, 1993.
I would like to know more how to live a happy life, and I have a peace of mind. I'm very bored of this life and not happy. No matter what I do, I need spiritual help to be happy and lead a happy life. Thank you.
Yes, go and get initiation.
How many hours per day should I meditate in order to get out of this earth in this lifetime?
It doesn't depend on how many hours we meditate, actually, because some people just sit 5 minutes and then they are out of the body for a short time and then come back again to work, gathering better information from a real world in order to serve this world, even though it's ephemeral. But because we are here for some purpose, therefore we continue to serve the world. But in a wise way, after we know what to do, after we enter the true world and know how to correct the shadow to suit our taste. If we want to have true happiness, I already told you, happiness can only come when we know the true world is always in a happy state. And if we are chasing happiness in this world, sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't, and most often we don't. And if we do have happiness, it brings sorrow afterward, or it is very short-lived.
Is the Quanjin method the only way to achieve happiness and enlightenment?
You could say it's the last way, the last step of any way at all. It's just like doesn't matter what kind of food we cook and how much vegetable we chop them together, the last thing is to eat it. So Guanyin method is the prepared meal for your spirit. Therefore, of course, it's the best.
If our true home is with the Lord, why and what motivated our souls to come into the creation?
Oh, just because we wander around. Just like my disciple this morning, he went to hell, just have a look. He didn't have to. He wanted to. We wanted to experience different things. And why not? Why not? Huh? It's fine. But just remember to go home afterward. That's all.
Master, I like to devote my full time toward achieving Buddhahood like you did, such that I can serve humanity more efficiently like you do. Please suggest, help me as to what can I do to accelerate the process.
First, we have to get enlightenment, eh? And then later we continue to get more enlightened. And then, if God's willing, that we should serve the world, and in which way, that will be determined later. It's too early to talk about securing the thieves, guarding the thieves, before we have any possession.
For years, many religions, e.g. Catholicism, Hinduism, Buddhism, have existed. On the contrary, your group has only come to existence recently. What principles in your meditation group preclude the other religions as acceptable?
So, do we have to be 10,000 years old in order to prove it to you that it is effective? We have ships, we have cars which existed before I were born. But are these better than today's aeroplane? Huh? You're talking nonsense. Besides, we are not against any religion. We just bring forth to you the essence of all religions to make you know that all religions are one and pointing to the same truth. And if you don't know that truth, no religion will help you. Doesn't matter if you follow 10 religions or one.
Dear Master, if Jesus and Buddha had all the powers of God, why did they not use it? Why did not Jesus save himself from death? Why can't they use their powers?
Because he didn't have to. He didn't want to. For him, life and death, it's just a matter of walking to a different room. Why should he resist one room and not the other? Why should he attach himself to one room and not to the other? All rooms are his. He walk in, walk out anytime he wants. Besides, only his body die. He never die. If you meditate with us in Kuan Yin method, you can contact him, can talk to him. He will teach you many things. The dying is only the ephemeral clothes. Just like I wear different clothes yesterday, today I wear this clothes. I change anytime I want. And that doesn't affect me, the real person who wears it. Therefore, Christ never die. That is a very great misunderstanding. Buddha never die. Many of our disciples still see Buddha and Christ nowadays. Any day. They sit in meditation, they can learn with them. Learn the truth from true master. Not from scriptures alone.
Would you please explain why does your teaching contradict with the teaching of Jesus? In the Bible, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is an exclusive claim. It's only one way to God is through Jesus and not many ways.
Fine. And where is he now? I want to go with him and through him. If he is the only way, tell him to stay here and never move. If he moved away, how can I go? if he's the only way and he's gone. He says one more sentence besides that. You forgot. I am the light and the way of the world as long as I am in the world.
How do you, Master Qinghai, bear all our karma? Did Jesus not already die for all our sins? If we are such great beings, why did Jesus have to die for our sins?
All right. We are great inside, but the things we do outside is not always great. And that weighs down on our conscience, make us feel guilty and uneasy. And that is what we call bad karma, that what binds us in the suffering world. And Jesus liberated us from this feeling when he was around, you see. Otherwise, you can see, even Jesus died, and if you believe that he died for the whole world, then he died a wasteful death because we are still suffering here in ignorance, right? So he died at that time for his disciples, for the one who believes him at that time. And after he, there is Comforter who will come. It's a different masters of different time. So we have to go to the living teacher and worship the passed away master, but not to wait for him because his job is done. He asked that, how do I clean the karma of the disciple also, right? From us, is that right?
How do you, Master Qinghai, bear all your karma?
Well, this is my business. If you go to the garbage collectors and ask him, how do you do it? Why you do it? It's his job, right? You don't worry about my job, okay?
Are you the messiah?
Well, this is up to you, huh? It's up to you to answer, to verify it. Because if I say yes, you might not believe me, might crucify me even. If I say no, then what am I here for?
If a person is devoted to their religion, say Christianity or Buddhism, would it be necessary to receive initiation and practice the Quanjin method? Can they find their hidden true self through their own religion?
Oh, if you can, then you don't need. But if you haven't, then you do. Doesn't matter if you're Buddhist or Christian or what. Finding the true self will make you become a better Christian, a better Buddhist. That is all. Because you know the true Buddha nature and you know the true Christianity within you. Otherwise, the Christian tell us that be you perfect as your Father in heaven who is perfect. But are you yet a perfect Christian? Never mind about perfect as Father in heaven. So the Buddha say, you will become the Buddha. You have to know your Buddha nature. Do you know the Buddha nature yet? Have you know anything about Buddhahood yet? If not, then come to me.
What are the differences among your world, Buddha's world and God's world in your unique way? Thank you, Master.
We have the same world. When you go up, you will see Buddha also. If you wish to see him, you will see Christ if you have affinity with him or longing for him. And this is our word, the word of the masters. And masters included Buddha, Jesus, etc. But sometimes I told you that if you wish to see Jesus, you might see him, or wish to see Buddha, you might see him. But sometimes it's not like that. Actually, I have to add, because God is humorous. Because sometimes during initiation, the people sit during the transmission in quiet and no talking, because no talking in initiation, only silence, transmission. And some Muslim would see Buddha, and some Christian would see Buddha, or some Buddhist would see Jesus without wishing to do so. Therefore, God sometimes makes jokes. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
How to fight and stop anger?
Just stop it. It's difficult. And sometimes anger is also justified if you do it in a cool spirit, in a view of beneficial to the opposite person, instead of do it with hatred. For example, your children, when they are very naughty and they repeatedly do things that they do not, they should not do. And being a responsible parent, you have to teach them a better behavior. But sometimes you fake anger, or you truly show you're angry. That sometimes is beneficial to the children. So it's all right. You have to look at the situation, because sometimes in a justified situation, if you do not show a proper attitude, be it be anger or be it be concerned, then the people may not even understand, may not even know what you mean, and they continue in their way with hurting both parties. Yeah? So we have to know with wisdom, not always judging what is wrong and what is right.
Is there a connection between the rising violence in human societies and the increasing killings of animals for food? Have these animals with a strong desire for vengeance come back to our society by way of reincarnation to make mankind suffer through violence and chaos?
Well, you answer yourself by the question. In the Buddhist doctrines, and the Buddha says that killing animals, eating meat, etc., will breed wars and vampire kind of atmosphere, and these in turn will harm sentient beings, eating sentient beings' flesh, etc. During the war, many people were killed anyhow, so that is also a kind of vampiring, eating people's flesh. Therefore, it is undesirable to have animals killed for our animal body.
Dear Master, your disciple before said that if one initiated by you, he and his karma for at least 5 generations will be erased. Could you explain to us about this further, and how is it possible? Sincerely.
You see, we came into this world and having many relatives and friends, because we have things, karmic bonds with each other. Forgive and take. Therefore, if one person is enlightened and enter into the circle of sainthood, of this great mercy and grace, then other people, the beloved one, will be also poured inside, because you have nothing more to give and take with each other. They were only there because of you were there, and now you are gone, they can be gone with you. Also, God is merciful. Whomever you love or care for, he will take that person into consideration also, because of the bloodline, blood connection. And the bad karma, however heavy, will be erased, because God's power is greater than anything. Greater, greater, infinitely great. Therefore, a little karma, however great, makes nothing in the infinity of God's mercy. Understand? We turn to God and we're taken care of. Everything we have done in the past, forgiven. Otherwise, how would we call him God? Huh? Right? Okay.
If this world is but a shadow, then is the fight to conserve it worth our effort?
But what else should we do here? To pass our time. Anyhow, right? Even though we know the drama or the movie picture are only temporary, and only a short span of time, but should you go and tear the silver screen off or what? Since we are in the movie theater, we watch it and enjoy it. All right? That's it.
Dear Master, I was told the truth is very simple. How simple is it?
When you get initiation, you know. It's simple like that. Because we already have it within us. And language cannot describe the things that is so abstract, but very powerful. Therefore, we just have to know it. Just like drinking water is very simple. How simple it is, just drink it, then you know.
What is the meaning of life?
Don't you know it by now? If you can write this question, you would have known it already. Life, apparently, just a bundle of experiences, from suffering to happiness, from existence to nullifying. But the true life is beyond all this ordinary comprehension. We have to step into the invisible gate that separates us from our true nature. And then we know what is the true meaning of life.
If we and the Father are one, so we are God and Buddha. Why are living master necessary? If the power of God is within us, why are we not our own living master?
Right. That's what I want to ask you. Why are you not your own living master? Instead, living in the life of ignorant, miserable, and know nothing about life and death, know nothing about the Father who you want to be one with. Do you ever see him yet? See him first and then be one with him. All right? If you didn't see him yet, come and let me help you.
Dear Master, we are normally not knowing our previous lives. So how do we know our progress in the following lives?
We can know if we want to. In the second world, in the second level of existence, we have a place called Akashic Library. And then if you go there, you can have a look, a glimpse into your past and future, if you want to. And you can do that by any kind of meditational practice or by deep prayer also. And by Kuan Yin method, you will also pass by there. If you're interested to know your past life, you can have a peep inside. But I'm afraid after that, you will only be interested to know about the future. The present, yeah, and the future. Knowing the past life is not that necessary. That's why God draws the curtain and don't let us see. To minimize our suffering still. It is better to go far into the future and not regress into the past.
What are humans' roles in this world?
Eat, sleep, raise children, and die. Is that not so? Most of the people do it. So if you don't want to be like that, get enlightenment. It's very cute. The questions are very cute. I enjoy it.
Is there any value to hearing the various sounds as the chakras open? If yes, what is the value? What benefits is there to our body or spirit?
The sound is the word of God, is the teaching of the Buddha in silence with our language. The more we hear it, the wiser we become, the happier we will be, and the more beneficial to the world.
Why do we have to go through this world to reach enlightenment? Why couldn't we exist initially enlightened?
Because we already come here, so we have to go back. That's it. If we were there, then we were there, all right? We already walked through this door, so later you have to walk back out again to find your car.
Dear Master, all things come from Buddha nature? If so, is there real free will or free choice?
No. We just dream that we have free choice. And we make a lot of mess with this free choice, which we should give up in the beginning anyhow. But we can only do that with sincere devotion to God or whomever we believe in. And we can only do that through enlightenment, because then we know it's not we who do things. It is the universal plan. And then we will not reject our job. We will not throw away our wife or children or get divorced or anything. We will know what it is. And we will lead a more contented and happy life. I elaborate further, because otherwise you think it's so easy to say without free will. You see, free will is this. For example, God's plan is that I have to put my umbrella here, okay? Then now I don't like to put it there. Why should I put it there? I feel that I should put it there, but I put it there. Why not? Okay? Okay, then now I upset the environment and our plan for a while. Then I feel very uncomfortable and my umbrella will break over there and I don't know why. If I had put it there, it wouldn't be broken. So now, eventually, I will have to bring it back and put it there. Now, suppose you divorce your wife or your husband or reject your job and thinking, now I'm free. That's it. Fantastic. I'll take the matter into my hand and now I'm free of her or him. Ah, and you think you have done decisive thing and very wise. And what happened? Maybe a few days or a few months later, you will meet someone else. Maybe worse than that one. So the experience you have to go through anyhow. Maybe you think you have changed it, but no, you just postpone it. Or maybe God let you turn around the corner, but go back to the same road again.
How is thought formed and entering the mind?
Because you open your mind and let them enter. I guess that's what it is. You see, our mind is like a computer, a brain computer system, and any time it picks up anything, if we do not take care to guard it or to select the better information for our use by a special attention and technique, then of course we pick up all kind of things, good or bad, and then accordingly we react later on positively or negatively in our life and reap the result.
If you have received initiation, can you back out? Is there any punishment for doing so?
Yes. You punish yourself for not getting further enlightenment. That's a grave enough. Graver than any other punishment. To deny ourselves of wisdom, to deprive ourselves of the greatest privilege in heaven, that is the greatest punishment already. I will not do anything to you. You are punished enough.
Can a very sinful person meditate and be enlightened?
Yes, yes. Many of our senior ladies and gentlemen, they're very simple. Many of our children of 6, 10, 12, they're very simple, but they all get enlightenment. If you do it correctly, yeah, we will teach you how.
Could you explain your understanding towards physical immortality? Some religions consider the body is something dirty, no value, and almost something rejected.
What shall I do about it? Actually, the body comes from the great self also. Everything comes from God. Pure or impure depends on our attitude and depend on how we make use of it. You see, without the body, how can we get enlightenment and how can we bless the world and how can we love and be loved by others? So the body, when used rightly, it is a blessing. It is as pure as anything else. But if we abuse it, indulge it in sensual pleasures, without turning to the real body within to know some more noble purposes of human life, then of course the body is just a very impure, very filthy vessel, and is fit only to be thrown away as soon as possible.
Why is Kuan Yin the greatest method of enlightenment? How can I do to start it? Any requirements or preparation needed?
It is the greatest because it shows us enlightenment and the true way of life. And all you have to do is put your name down in the information desk outside, and then we will call you after I finish with this work. It's very simple, no preparation needed. And just after today, you should replace the beefsteak with tofu.
In Christianity, a murderer can be forgiven if he believes in God. In Buddhism, can one get enlightened or forgiven if he has been sick, lied, and cheated, and or committed a crime?
Sure. When Buddha was alive, there was a person who killed 99 human beings, and he wanted to kill the Buddha also to make it 100. And then the Buddha forgave him, and he was enlightened, and he became Arhat in no time. So in every religion, it is the same. Love prevails. Love is above everything, above all law.
Happy to have you with us today on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television every day for insightful and inspiring lectures from Supreme Master Ching Hai. More positive programming coming up next. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.